Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to be talking about using discipline as a tool for positive growth and leadership. Hello, my name is Christina Campos. I'm founder of The Impactful Parent, and I help parents of school-aged children turn their chaos into connection with their adolescent. I offer free parent education videos every week. I do online courses, I do coaching, and if that wasn't enough, I bring experts in other fields onto the Impactful Parent stage to teach you even more. And today I have a special guest. Her name is Nellie Harden. And Nellie helps families build self-led discipline and leadership into their homes in order to set their children up for success. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be on here.
I want to get into your teaching style first. You teach a skill in your parenting classes called productive discipline. And what I would like to know is, what is that? And how is that different from a traditional discipline method?
Yeah. So when I was growing up, I have four kids now who are between 12 and 16. So I am definitely in it. And when I was growing up, and if you would have asked me even 15 years ago, you know, what is discipline? I would have given you the litany of, it's spanking. It's, I remember growing up and it was a trip to the bathroom, quote unquote. That meant you're going to go get a spanking. Like, you better behave or else you're going to have a trip to the bathroom. Or grounding or the paddle, you know, like all of this stuff that was consequences, but I didn't really understand discipline until I started down my very long road that has been my career of, you know, personal growth. And I have a degree in psychology and biology, and I've always been in the sciences. And I really started understanding that, wait a second, those are consequences. That's not discipline necessarily. Discipline, my favorite definition of it is the one that Jim Rohn has. If any of your listeners know Jim Rohn, and he says that discipline is the bridge between goal and accomplishment. And I was like, okay, now I have something to build on. Now I have something I can grow from. And so I started disciplining myself. And that was very hard, you know, like breaking up some of that concrete of core beliefs that come with your childhood can be very, very difficult. And so for productive discipline, what I mean by that is building in that growth and productive discipline mentality of, okay, sometimes we're going to have a consequence because let's face it, it is parenting. There's this, I have a discipline spectrum that I walk parents through that starts with parent-led discipline, goes to parent discipline, this dance between parent and self-discipline. And then the goal is to get them to self-led discipline and leadership before they leave home. And, but in that dance of that parent discipline and self-discipline, there is consequences in there. I've asked you to do something and we didn't do it. And so there's consequences. And sometimes those consequences come from us. And sometimes they just come from the world because there's going to be consequences for what happens. But in productive and growth discipline, what I am talking about is having your child be able to learn how to assess a situation, make an action plan, actually stick to the action plan and do those actions and get to an accomplishment on the other side. And being very realistic and honest with them and understanding that sometimes that accomplishment is going to look like a failure, but failure is a good thing. There isn't anything that has ever grown in the history of anything that hasn't included failure. It's a requirement of growth. And so really just instilling this into my families that I work with, the parents and the kids, and going through this, what we're trying to do, what each family wants their child to leave home with, what that's going to look like, what discipline is going to look like, how we're going to actually accomplish this, and then actually start implementing it while we're still together. So that's what I do.
What is the most common tool that parents can use in your new discipline technique teaching?
Well, there are lots of tools that we go through. My program, my longer coaching program is 5 months long for a reason, because we are literally pivoting life of an entire family. And many times, like I said, for myself, it's not just parents learning how to, you know, be a better parent to their kids. It's also parents learning how to be a better person themselves, like the best version of themselves. And so that's why I love working with whole families, because when a whole family can work as a team, then bigger changes can happen. It's not just parents being like, oh, parenting's so hard. I need my kid to be better, right? It's everybody working to raise all the ships together, right? And so if we all work together, then we can all be better, and we'll be a better family because of it. And by the way, I'm setting you up for an extraordinary future, because you will have this as your foundation. But in all of that, there's many tools I use, but I'd say the one that the parents have the most resistance to is vulnerability. Being able to be vulnerable with your kids is something that, for us Gen Xers, you know, myself speaking for myself, Gen Xers and things, it's very difficult to be vulnerable with your kids. I know it was very difficult for my, you know, my parents' generation to be vulnerable with their kids, even tougher for their parents, our grandparents. But being vulnerable is the cornerstone of how trust is going to be built. And if trust can be built, then connection can be built, and you can better guide them in what they're going to need you to guide them in if there is that connection and trust there. So vulnerability really is key. And that looks like your kid going through something. I mean, let's take social media, for example, right? That's new as far as the world stage goes. But human connection is human connection. And so we might not have had, you know, YouTube and Facebook when we were 13 and 14 years old, but we did have situations that came up that can relate to what they're going through. And if we can tell those stories to them, and let's say they didn't get as many likes on a post that they put out there, right? Or something like that, which I would love that metric to go away, but I don't know if it will anyway. But if what they're feeling though is worthiness, right? They are feeling unworthy. They're putting themselves out there and they didn't get very much back. And so they feel like, even true or not, but they feel like they are not worthy of being out there and being liked. And so you have a story, I guarantee it. I don't know anyone who doesn't have a story in their past about how they were vulnerable and they put themselves out there and they didn't get what they wanted or expected in return. And so if you can share those stories with them, and you know what, it might not have happened in your childhood. It might have happened yesterday in the office or yesterday at, you know, out to lunch with friends or what have you. And if your kids can realize, wait, mom and dad are people too. They're not just these quote unquote perfect beings that are trying to tell me everything to do and, you know, do this and do that and say no all the time. If they realize, the more they realize that you are an actual person that has actual emotions and going through, you know, life's rocky patches just along with them, it just looks a little different. Then they will be more open to learning from you because they'll know that you've been there and that maybe you are there right now too. So vulnerability is definitely key.
I love when I get guests on the show that we are like-minded. I'm the same way. I completely agree. I have a behavior management program that helps kids with anxiety and anger management issues. It's 8 weeks long. Why? Change does not happen overnight, parents. It just doesn't. It's also a curriculum that I created with a parent and child to do together because same reason. It usually issues revolve around the entire family and it's not one person's fault. It's everybody trying to fix everything together. And that's how you're going to fix a situation. So it's so good. And one other thing that you mentioned that I want to point out is parents becoming better parents through these processes of getting this extra help from parent coaches such as ourselves. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad parent right now at all, not in the slightest. Actually, why did I create my course? It's because I went through it. You know, it's coming from a place of I know exactly what you're going through. I know how crappy it feels, and I don't want you to feel like that. So let me help you get out of it. And that in turn, you know, just makes you a better parent to be vulnerable enough to take these courses, to reach out to the help. And then it's so hard, but you got to show that vulnerability to your children too, so that they do see you as more human. I think that's where past generations had a lot of disconnect with their kids, is they weren't vulnerable. And so we only thought of our parents or our grandparents as authoritarians and not as these people that we can really connect with. And that's really a shame, if you ask me. I think that that's just too bad, because we could have had better relationships with our elders. And yet it was just never looked upon as something that should be done, because they always wanted to be the authoritarian and maintain control. And I think that now in our next generation of parents, we're learning that you don't have to be an authoritarian to keep the control, keep those boundaries. You can still have a good relationship with your kid along the way at the same time. And you can have both. You really can. And it's tricky, but you can do it. And we're living testaments of, hey, let me show you how.
Yes, absolutely. And what I find so interesting is how many stories we've heard, or maybe even experienced it ourselves, is back in those, you know, generations, parents, grandparents, you often don't find that humanity piece until close to or after they've passed away. And you're looking through those pictures, right? And you're realizing, wait a second, she was a young woman. He was a young man. They had these struggles. They had all these stories. And at that point, a lot of times it's too late. And you don't want those stories, those rich stories of growth and struggle and triumph, to wait until it's too late for you to tell your kids too, right? And so being alive and sharing your life with your kids along the way, it's such a treasure, because it keeps everything that you went through, it validates it, right? Even more than it might already be. Like, wow, that was really hard that when I went through that at 17, but now I'm teaching that to my kid. So maybe they don't have to step through those hoops that I did, right? And so you can do that instead of, sometimes what can happen is just saying, no, don't do that. No, don't do that. You know, this or that, and having that disconnect. And if they don't understand the why, then they will never follow it.
Yeah, they don't. If they don't understand the why, you're absolutely right. Now, I'm going to ask you a tough question. And that is, we live in a world that changes so often. So because it changes often, we as parents also have to accommodate for that change. So how do we raise competent children that are going to be disciplined in a world that keeps changing on us?
Yeah. And I think that's a very key question. And honestly, I think it just comes down to being open to learning, because we cannot, when the world is changing every 10 years, every 5 years, every 2 years, right? I mean, we have no idea what we're going to be facing in 2 years, good or bad. And I mean, look at us 2 years ago, hello, COVID and everything. And so we cannot rely on today's methods that we're using in the micromanaging. We cannot rely on those methods helping later on. I remember when my kids were babies. I had 4 babies in 4 years. So it was insane. And I just remember finally, let's call it a Tuesday. And I'm like, okay, I figured out the bottle schedule. I figured out the nap schedule. I figured out the, you know, going to Target schedule or whatever it was. And then not a day or two later, it was like, well, that has to change now. Okay. So we just have to be malleable, and we need to be flexible in what we're doing. And that still holds true today. I vividly remember that feeling of, man, I thought I had everything set up for success, and now, you know, everything needs to change. And that's just the way that we need to be. We need to be able to be open to learning whatever's happening, because us as parents today, we are learning to be parents of kids that are experiencing everything that they're experiencing today, right alongside the kids learning how to live a life and experiencing the things that they're learning today. So that vulnerability comes into play too right now, right? And so I can walk up to my 16-year-old who's having an issue or a struggle with something and say, I'm not exactly sure how to help you through this because I don't have any background in this, but you better know that I am here right alongside you to learn along with you and to hold you and help you as much as I possibly can. You're not alone. Right.
One of the things that you just said, I need to point out to the audience is that it is not only about being vulnerable, but it is also about not trying to fake that you have the answers all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm always trying to tell parents that, and you just reiterated it right there in that little speech. I just wanted to point it out to everybody. You said, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm right here with you, alongside you. We're going to figure it out together. Those words are so powerful, especially to teenagers, because yeah, the little tiny child kind of wants you to have the answers because they see more things in black and white. But the older child or a child that can think a little bit more in a different dimension, they're okay with you not knowing as long as you're there to support them. Mm-hmm. And it's just so much key. We don't have to have all the answers, parents. It's okay that we don't.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so true because I mean, think about the world of connection they're having right now. Back when, sounds like talking about the dark ages, but back when, we would have one, maybe two like close friends, right? Well, our kids today are being bred and told to, oh no, you need to have 5,363 friends, just like so-and-so does. And if you don't, then you're not as good as her, I'm sorry. And let's be honest, nobody can keep up with 5,000, nobody can keep up with 50 close friends or 10 close friends, right? But that's the world that they're living in. So if they can know, hold on, what you're reiterating and guiding them through this, letting them know that, I don't know, Susie or Chad or whoever that has 5,000 friends, they aren't actually friends with all those people, right? But anyway, but they need that person that can be super close with them. And they might feel like it, but understanding that the friends that they're making in middle school and high school are probably not going to be there for life, right? They can be there for a long time. I want nothing more than my kids to have close friendships, but the closest friendships are the ones at home because you are with them for life. You are with them through everything. Through, the first 18 years and 6,570 days of their life, building their foundation. And afterwards, they're always going to have you in their life. So making sure that foundation is rock solid is pivotal.
I hear you have a freebie for the audience called The Discipline Hacker. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So the discipline hacker is exactly, kind of what we were talking about, making this shift of understanding what discipline really is versus the consequence discipline. And there's 5 days worth of questions that you can ask in there that get very specific into building that self-led discipline within your child, because that really is what we want them to have before they leave home, right? We want them to have a way that they can look at a situation, formulate a plan, act on the plan, and come to an accomplishment on their own, right? And it's the same thing of, when they're super young and you say, hey, can you pick up your toys? And you pick them up with them and then you celebrate that they're done with them. Well, when they're, 17, 18 years old and they're about to leave home, you don't want to be like, hey, can you pick up your room? And then you go pick up the room with them and then you celebrate, yay, with them, right? You need to start having that self-reliance, that inner compass of what they can do and what they're capable of. And so that's what this discipline hacker does. It literally hacks into the thoughts and processes of the world discipline versus what that inner compass of self-led discipline is.
And if people are resonating with you, how can they get a hold of you?
My website, I am such a simple girl. I love to keep the KISS principle, keep it super simple. So my website has everything, all the different ways you can connect with me is all there. So that's NellieHardin.com. So NellieHardin.com.
Thank you so much for being on with me today. And if you parents want to become a more impactful parent, check out all that my website has to offer too. I have parenting courses, family coaching, 30-day challenges, and lots of free resources for your school-age child. But until next time, you got this, parents. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge, browse the free resources, or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.